stemming from his business dealings. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Hey, it's Matt Hildreth with the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Each Sunday, Drew Morgan and I discuss and play our favorite Forgotten Country songs, everything from George Jones to Johnny Cash and Casey Musgraves and everything in between. So be sure to tune in right here on 105.5 WIRI Wiscountry.
WIRI Nacoosa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids. Here's what's happening on 105.5 FM.
The Cowboy Union Jam meets at McMillan Memorial Library every second Wednesday of the month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come on down and listen to area musicians playing traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel music. That's every second Wednesday of the month from 1 to 3. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Southwood County Recreation Center for tonight's matchup between the Chicago Crush and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Flow Hockey, and with Civic Media simulcast on 105.5 WIRI. We are proud to bring you tonight's game. Your broadcast team features Art Nepgetsik as their producer, technical director Matt Fillmore, and we have Carl on camera tonight. And we got James Dubell on color, and I'm Mark Lochner, and we are getting ready to drop the puck here tonight. So, James, welcome to the team. And
thank you.
Got a fought tooth and nail last night to tie that game up late in the third period and then give up the heartbreaker in the overtime. So let's see if we can stop hitting posts and put some pucks in the net tonight for the River Kings, huh?
Yep. Glad we could get back in that last game, even though we lost it at the end. Oh, some action going on already here.
Yep. A shot on goal. Jude Ayling is in the net tonight for the River Kings. River Kings are going from our left to our right. And we got Jack Sundhall is in goal for the Crush again tonight. So right off the bat, 19:50 left in the period, and they're going to match him up to taking one for each side into the penalty box. So we're going to skate shorthanded here, 4-on-4, with a faceoff coming up here to the glove side of Ayling.
Yeah, we actually have Henry Hunt on the River Kings side. It's his first game as backup. The River Kings aren't looking to put him in because that would mean there'd be some goals scored, but it's great to see him out there.
Yeah, it's always good to have new blood, you know.
That's right.
Been fighting tooth and nail and shot all the way down, all the way from the defensive zone on net. So Sundhall's got to make the save. Whitehead fights and holds it in. Wilhelm's got it down in the corner looking to try and set something up. Puck comes free and the Crush have it and break out of the zone coming through neutral ice. Woods got it, trying to come in and make a play. He tries to go back slides back in behind the net, and the River Kings take it away and are coming back through 3-on-2 right now. Got Wilhelm Whitehead.
Oh.
Wilhelm's got it.
Oh,
Wilhelm
big
gets
hit,
taken
came back
down.
On
yeah,
him.
Right in the slot. Wilhelm had it, didn't have a chance to make a shot because he got taken off the puck. So the Crush now have it, trying to work it down in, get it back behind the net, up to the point, looking to set it up, get down to the Face-off circle, shackles wide. Kalki's got it now up at the point for the crush. And they shoot, goes wide again from the far point. Texmo is trying to put some pressure on. White's got it now at the point for the crush. Back up to Kalki. He's got it, and he skates all the way across, gets it down in behind the net. Oh, got a delayed penalty here on the River Kings for a cross check. So now the River Kings are going to be down. 41 seconds left on the initial penalties, 18:30 left in the first period, and the River Kings Hill goes into the penalty box, so the Crush are going to have a power play here for... Should be four on three. They've got five out on the.
Looks like they have two. Yeah.
Why do they have five out?
Looks
I'm
like
not
they got
sure.
It figured out, but I don't know.
Hey, they've got five. Yeah. They've got five.
That's crazy.
It should be a 4-on-3, not 5-on-3 right now. So
I'm sure they'll figure it out here.
Yeah, they got to take a peek here.
I didn't see that penalty on Luke Hill there, though.
Yeah, 18:19 left in the period. Faceoff is coming out to neutral ice.
Looks like they're getting it figured out a little bit of different officiating.
Yeah, now it's 4-on-3.
Coach Paul Petchman's not very happy.
No, he's not. So they're gonna try giving him an explanation. Now they're talking to the Crush coach. So trying to figure it.
Both coaches have been upset.
Okay, we got to figure it out. Well, let's see. Now we're going to bring the faceoff out here to neutral ice, and they're back to playing hockey. So, Crush have it. Castaneda's got it. Shot. Stick to side by
good stick to rebound control there by Jude.
And, puck hit the officials, but River Kings have it. Who is that? It's circling around. Bagnoli's got it. He's got it, trying to burn some time. Back to neutral ice and dumped it all the way in. So the Crush have it collected back behind their net now, and they're going to bring
move.
It up, try and get a rush. So Chicago's back to full strength on the power play for 1 minute, 10 seconds. The River Kings are able to get it out to neutral ice, bringing
good
it up through.
Bagnoli's
coming up. The puck gets chipped down into the corner, but the River Kings now are just looking to burn some time, and the Crush take it away and have it coming back up through neutral ice. Looking to dial things up. LeCompte gives their puck at the top of the shot. Good save by Ayling. Took the player off the puck, but then the puck sat there in neutral ice, and the River Kings trying to fight. Crush have it. Centering pass just missed, and all the way through and out the neutral ice. Crush had a player alone at the top of the slot, and the puck goes all the way in behind the River Kings net. Now Whitehead's got it, chips it up, and into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 16:57 left in the period. 27 seconds left on the penalty to Luke Hill. So River Kings have 27 seconds here to try and kill off.
Yeah, both teams look like they're coming out with a lot of intensity and speed right now, so looks like a good game.
And chippiness, sir.
Yeah, I see a bit of that, too.
So we'll see how this pans out through. We're not 4 minutes in, and shot collected at the faceoff circle, goes around behind the River Kings net. Centering pass.
Good
save by Ayling. That centering pass, and it just chipped up over, and he dives out.
Another
and
big
he
save.
Saves, and we've got LeCompte is out there, and he's hurt, and he looks like he might have taken a slash, but no call. 9 seconds left on the penalty to Luke Hill. 16:40 left in the first period. Faceoff here coming up to the stick side of of Ayling. And faceoff won by the River Kings, and they're able to chip it out and clear it and get it all the way down. They wave off icing. Whitehead giving, or not Whitehead, Cooper, Schweitzer, Bryceland are out there right now for the River Kings. Chasse, Beauchamp. And the puck is behind the crush net. And the crush are trying to chip it up, and they're able to chip it up and get it out to neutral ice. Chausse's got it there for...
Oh, that could be a tripping.
Oh, no, no call.
No call.
No call. He took a stick and took a skate right out from underneath him and got nothing.
I don't know about that one. Big hit by Beauchamp on the wall here.
Yep, the River Kings have the puck trying to get it out of their defensive zone, and they do. They chip it ahead. Beauchamp, or Bryceland's got it now. He shoots, deflected high into the glass. And Schweitzer's got it, chips it back down in behind the crush net. And River King's trying to collect it there. Pipe comes out, Whitehead's unable to hold the zone. They're waving off icing. So the River Kings have it. Whitehead's got it, being pressured by the crush. Hill's got it now. He gets it up to Dente. He chips it in through neutral ice. And Schweitzer's got it and holds the zone. Now Dente's trying to hold the zone, and he gets put into the crush bench, and Hill's able to dump it down into the corner. Crush have it now, taking off the puck. Now the crush have it back. They're back behind their goal. 15 minutes left in the period, and Schweitzer holds
good
the
zone.
Good
keep by Schweitz.
Yeah, and then he still holds the zone. And the crush chip it up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play with 14:54 left in the period.
Yeah, not too many shots here so far. Just a lot of battles, it looks like. Neutral zone down in the corners.
Yep, 14:54 left in the period. Faceoff coming up to the stick side of... And the River Kings are able to collect it and dump it down in behind the net. And the crush get it, try and chip it out. Bonin holds the point. He's going to try and get something set up here. Looking to get it across ice. He gets it across to Chasse, trying a one-timer block.
Oh, big block
and then
shot.
Held in. So the River Kings dump it back down in. McNeish has got it in the corner. He gets it up to Dente. He's got it up the corner. Deflected, goes wide through the slot. Bonin's got it down in the corner now for the River Kings, taken away by the crush, and they chip it across, trying to get it out of the zone. Dente and Chasse is holding it, trying to dump it in. Puck deflected down behind the net, and Bonin's got it now. He's still trying to hold it, and the crush are able to clear. Chasse collects it at neutral ice, skates into the zone with it, looking to get past. He gets it down into the corner, centering pass, deflected behind the net. Upton's got it to Dente behind the net. River Kings trying to set something up here, looking to get it down in, and the crush are able to chip it and get it out of the zone. And now River King, or the crush have it, shot, sticked aside by Ayling, and the River Kings collect it there and are trying to chip it up and get it out of the zone, but the crush hold it and laying around on the
good
near wall,
there.
Gets it out to the point. Shot
big
blocked
block by Dent.
And then shot goes wide. Shot again across. Loose puck, good save by Ayling, and then the defense clears it, and then we have a stoppage in play.
Looks like a power play for the River Kings.
You got a slash, it looks like. Boy, that's a, in my eyes, from a purist standpoint, that's a bad penalty to take in an offensive zone, because it brings A, you're down a man, B, you're face-off all the way down into the defensive zone for the crush now, so we'll see if the River Kings can take advantage here. 13:18 left in the period.
Chicago crush coach looked upset there, but Bonin looked like he was in a lot of pain.
So back to play here. The River Kings have it down in the corner, gets it up to LeCompte at the point, looking to shot wide, bouncing puck along the far wall, held in by Hill, chips it down behind the net. The crush are going to have it, and they're able to clear all the way down and actually on goal, so Ayling's got to make the save there. I have to stop and think. I'm so used to saying, used to Somebody different in goal there for the River King. River King set.
Goalie almost didn't see that one.
Yeah. River Kings have the puck.
Great movement.
Let's see. Oh, save. Shot. Oh, get the back. See if we can get it.
Another big save.
Oh. Goalie makes a good diving save across. And a little pushing and shoving going on after the play here. 12:25 left in the first period. 1 minute and 7 seconds left on the penalty to the Crush. And they're separating everybody. Doesn't look like they're going to call anything here. Just send everybody to the benches and we'll face off here coming up in the offensive zone for the River Kings. Glove side of Sundhall. River Kings are able to win the faceoff. Hanging on to it. Bryceland's got it in the faceoff circle. Tries a nifty move, taking off the puck and the Crush clear. And River Kings have it at neutral ice, trying to make a rush up. Wilhelm's got it coming in, looking to get it. He gets it out to the point. Jose gets it across to Bryceland. Down into the slot. Oh, Beauchamp had it. Oh, good
big save.
Missed the centering pass in the slot, and it went through to the faceoff circle, and the River Kings got a good shot, but Sundhall's building a brick wall there, and he made a good save. He's made a couple of good saves already. Both goalies have. Keep this a 0-0 game. 19 seconds left on the power play, and the River Kings are bringing it through neutral ice, trying to chip it into the zone. They do. And they come away with it. Beauchamp's got it. He's circling around, trying to get out to the point. Chausse's got it and unable to hold the zone.
Taken away.
And both teams at full strength. That's the penalty, and the Crush dump it in and all the way around. Where Beauchamp has to go back to retrieve. He chips it up and gets it to neutral ice. Bryceland's got it there. Wilhelm's got it, and he's trying
Wilhelm
to get it.
Wilhelm used his hand there.
Yeah, he did, and he was able to get it with a stick, so no hand pass.
That's a high stick.
Yeah, Hill puck chipped up in the air, and Hill tried to knock it down, but it was above his shoulders, so we have a stoppage of play with 10:55 left in the period. 0-0 is our score here from the Southwood County Rec Center. And the River Kings win the faceoff, neutral zone faceoff, and then dump it all the way back down in around the behind the net. Crush collect it back there. Fighting for it around the near boards. It's hard to see. Hill's unable to hold the zone, and Lecomte is going back to collect it, and he's going to go behind. Aggressive two-person forecheck here for the Crush, but the River Kings are able to collect it and work their way out. And back into the zone, and now they get it to neutral ice. Looking to hit a cross ice pass to Schweitzer. Schweitzer's got it. He's looking to come in. Shot. Good
shot for what he had there.
Yeah, good shot for what he had there, and then a good defensive play by the Crush player. That puck was sitting loose out in the slot with nobody, with the goalie off to one side, and River Kings couldn't get any wood on it. So River Kings now chip it out to neutral ice. Crush have it there. Take it, dump it back down in.
Plenty of chances for both teams so far.
Yeah, it's been good up and down action. A little bit of pushing and shoving, and now the Crush are trying to collect it down. The River Kings get it back behind the net. And the Crush chip it back now and fighting for it down along behind the net. And the Crush come away with it, get it out to the point, looking for a one-timer. Shot saved by Ayling.
Great save by them.
And now we have a penalty. And they're gonna match up penalties here. The refs are trying to keep tabs on this one.
Never a bad thing when they take both guys, keeping the game in check.
Yep. Hill for the River Kings, Barnett's for the Crush. 9:32 left in the first period. 0-0 is our score. And a face-off here coming up in the defensive zone for the River Kings to the glove side of Ayling.
Wisconsin Rapids penalty being number 5, Luke Hill. 2 minutes minor for cross-checking. 2 minutes minor cross-checking. Wisconsin Rapids number 5.
Face-off won by the River Kings. Dump it back down behind their net and look to break out of the zone. Long cross-ice pass touched up by Texmo. And the Crush are able to center, get it back out to neutral ice. And they're chasing up in the River Kings. Good check by Texmo there, but the Crusher still able to break through neutral ice, looking around, looking for a backhand. Backhand shot wide. And now the Crush have it in centering pass. Nobody there. And the River Kings are able to dump it back down behind the net. Beauchamp's got it there. He gets it all the way across to Texmo. And he's still in the defensive zone looking to break out, and they're coming into neutral ice. And he gets knocked off the puck, but Beauchamp's there to clean it up and get it out to neutral ice. Again, now cross ice to Texmo, and he's unable to hold. A possible odd man rush here for the Crush. Shot.
Blocked. Great save.
Good save by Ayling. Left a rebound out there, but Texmo cleans that out, and the River Kings, Chausse's got it now and able to bring it up through neutral ice. Drop pass for Hudic, and he's trying to make a nifty Hudic move.
Hudic making some good moves.
Yeah, gets it around, couldn't Wide get a on shot net. On net. And Whitehead's got it now for the River Kings, and the River Kings dump it down in, and Sundhall will cover it up and get a faceoff here with 8:13 left in the period. Face-off here, puck goes into the side, chipped up in the middle, and the Crusher able to settle it down and get it out to neutral ice. Chipped down in, going to go all the way around behind the net. Bonin's got it there for the River Kings, and they're looking to run through, coming up through neutral ice. Got Tadic with him
with
if
wheels.
He can, and the offsides.
Offsides
must
call.
Have been just a boost. Blade of skate just barely offsides, and they stop it to play with 7:52 left in the period. 21 seconds left in the penalties, the matching minors, and we're skating 4-on-4 right now. Faceoff just outside the offensive zone for the River Kings.
Bonin was looking like a gazelle coming up the ice there. Had a lot of speed.
River Kings are trying to change up a couple of players here, but the officials are not letting them, so... Right now you got Cooper, Tudic out on the ice, and face-off won by the Crush, and they're able to chip it out of the zone. River Kings, Tudic has it now, looking to dump it in, shot wide, and held in at the point by Bonin, chips it down in, and River King looked like a hand pass, but then they waved it off. Bonin's got it. Both teams back at full strength, and the puck's at neutral ice, and River Kings collect it there and kind of circle back. Chelsea's got it, and he's going to circle back behind the net and try and get a rush set up here. River Kings got it. Bagnoli dumps it all the way down in around the net. Schweitzer's giving chase. He's got Beauchamp at the point, gets it to him, looks to that one go wide. And now the River Kings have it. Shot, save, puck bounces out, and back out to Beauchamp at the point, just wide. I don't think the goalie saw that.
No
now
way.
That
he
puck was
screened.
Chipped. He didn't react to that one at all. There was an opening there, but couldn't find the net, and the puck chips up into the netting, and we have a stoppage of play. It was 6:59 left in the period. Face-off here will come up the stick side of Sundhall. Bagnoli in the face-off circle with, it looks like, maybe Kenny for the Crush, and the River Kings win this faceoff. Schweitzer waiting for it in the slot. Couldn't get the puck through to him. So River Kings trying to collect it here. Now Schweitzer and Bagnoli gets it over to Bryslin. Chips it out to Chausse at the point. Oh,
nice quick shot on that.
Yeah. It just trickled wide. Now the Crush have a 2-on-1 potentially, but couldn't connect.
Good back check by Bryslin.
Yeah, Bryslin able to knock him off the puck. Now the Crush come in. Glove save. By Jude Ayling. Flashes the leather there with 6:29 left in the first period. Still 0-0 is our score. Crusher up on the shots, 10-6, but once again, you can going up and down the ice here. Pretty good action. Good chances for both teams. Face off here in the offensive zone. Crush have it. Backhand shot there on net, but the puck goes.
Great keep by the Crush.
Yep, yeah, held in, and the River Kings have it now back behind the net. They circle it around. Gruda's chips it back to Whitehead.
Crush putting a lot of pressure on the River Kings.
Gruda's got it now. He's been the color commentator up here the last couple of nights. He's getting a shot on the ice. Tonight he puts a shot on goal, and the crushed goalie Sundahl covers it up, and we'll have a stoppage of play here with 6:01 left in the first period. Faceoff coming up here to the stick side of Sundahl.
Yeah, Luke Gruda may not look like it, but he's a natural born goal scorer.
Well, we could use that. You guys have rung the post a lot. River Kings stopped the puck at neutral ice here. Hill's got it, chipped in by McNeish. Down into the corner, McNeish giving chase. He's able to come away with the puck, looking to circle out, gets it out to the point. Whitehead's got it, blocked out in front by the defense. Hill's got it now, they switch pace. Hill dumps it all the way down and around. McNeish giving chase in the corner, gets it up to Whitehead at the near corner. And now Dente's got it back behind the net, looking to set something up. And he circles it around, gets it to Whitehead, tries to get off a quick shot, didn't get much on it, and then the Crusher able to clear. Whitehead's got it again in neutral ice. Good stick by one of the Crush players, but then Dente returns the favor, takes the puck away, and dumps it all the way back down in behind the net. Coming up on 5 minutes here left, and the River Kings are unable to hold the zone. Dente's got to chase back into the defensive zone. Centering pass, neutral ice, off a skate, and the Crusher able to dump it down in behind the River Kings net. 4:51 left in the period. River Kings skate out to neutral ice. Still have the puck, looking to get a shot in. They dump it all the way down in. Cooper gives chase, chipped and out of the zone by the Crush, and the River Kings, the puck's taken away by the Crush, and not back at neutral ice, and now dumped all the way back down in around behind the net. 4:27 left in the period. River Kings collect the puck, trying to break out, held in by the Crush. Looking to set something up, they're unable to get a centering pass, and the River Kings are able to chip it up into the glass. Bad bounce, Crush coming in, trying to get it behind the net. Puck loose out in front, and the dump down into the corner, and the River Kings come away with it. Chipped out the neutral ice, held there by the wood of the Crush, and he's looking for a centering pass, just puts one on net, saved by Ayling. And the Crush are able to get it back, but they have to break out the neutral ice. And now the Crush have it now. He breaks it in. Shot blocked. Another shot. Oh, just high and wide. Kind of a loose one at the top of the slot there. And went high and wide. LeCompte's got it now for the River Kings. He's got Cooper with him if he can find him. But shot blocked by the Crush and down into the corner. Cooper's got it now. Wilharm's trying to give chase down in there for the River Kings. Fighting for the puck. Puck comes out right through the slot. And backhand pass, unable to get that one on net. And the River Kings just turn and look, and they've got it behind the net. Wilharm's fighting hard for it. He gets it out to the point. Whitehead's got it, chips it all the way back down in around behind the net. LeCompte's got it, and fighting for it. And Tudich is there too. River Kings are just working around the circle here. Centering pass, unable to get it on the shot on net.
Great movement in the zone right now.
Yeah, the River Kings have the best of it right here, but they are unable to get many shots.
A shot! That's a goal! Chipped up off the goalie stick. Oh, maybe LeCompte got that.
I'm not sure if it chipped up off the goalie stick or if LeCompte.
To me, it looked like his stick, but maybe Esche got a stick on that one. NCAA D3 commit. Sean LeCompte.
So the play comes out here. Hill just throws it on. Yeah, I couldn't tell from the replay if LeCompte chipped it up. We'll have to wait for the official score, or if it came on, or if it was off the goalie stick. Either way, up over his shoulder into the top shelf, and the River Kings are up 1-0 with 2:44 left in the period.
Yeah, as a player, we usually know if we get a stick on it or not. So it looked like SJ got that one.
Yep, LeCompte got getting credit for the goal. River Kings now have the puck in their defensive zone, looking to break out. Wilharm's got it going into the offensive zone. Puck goes behind the net. River Kings collected across the near wall. Texmo's fighting for it with Tudich and Bonin. Fighting with Hentz and Tudich comes away with it, and he dumps it across to the far boards where Bagnoli gives chase, drops it out to Texmo at the point, and we got a delayed penalty here coming up on the crush. River Kings looking to put, trying to get another one high. River Kings get the extra attacker out there, still holding the point, still holding the puck. Shot, blocker
shot.
Out, and touched up, and we have a stoppage of play with 1:51 left in the period. So the River Kings were able to break the ice first here. That's a good start. Coach said before the game he was trying to shake some of the lineups up a little bit here and rattle things up, and so far looking like a genius. So penalty on number 71 for the crush. Konkar, 2 minutes for cross-checking. Minute 51 left in the period. River Kings face offensive zone faceoff comes out to the point. Hill's got it. And gets it over to, back to Hill. Shot looking for wide, and LeCompte trying for number two. Puck comes back out the hill at the point. Gets it across to, looking for the back door. Couldn't quite connect on it, but Hill holds the zone. Gets it to LeCompte. Cross ice pass deflected, but the River Kings hold the zone. Hill's got it at the point. Gets it across to LeCompte, looking, goes in,
shot,
rebounds there.
Rebound, oh.
And LeCompte with a good back check. Gets it across to Tudich. Tudich with a one-timer off
good
the
shot.
Wall.
That one looks like it hurt.
Yeah, that one blocked. Puck is loose in the slot, and River Kings trying to settle it down. They couldn't get it, but it comes out to the point. Gets it across the hill. Another shot. Glove save.
That one got tipped by the crush defenseman there, it looked like.
Deflected, and the goalie stayed with it. And
great
Sundhall,
hands.
Yeah, Sundhall flashes the leather there. 1:01 left in the period. Minute 10 left on the penalty. And the River Kings are up 1-0. Faceoff here, glove side of Sundhall. And the River Kings trying to hold the point. Hill fighting for it, and the crush are able to clear and dump it all the way down behind the River Kings net. So River Kings collect it back there. Hill's got it, gets it up to Semi, and the River Kings, Semi's got it, drop pass, looking to just put it on net. Good things happen when you put it on net, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. River Kings looking like they got the momentum here right now.
Yep, look, Comp's got it up at the point now, gets it across, one-timer, shot, rebound.
Another great
cleared
save.
Cleared wide, and the River Kings are able to hold the
big hit center ice.
Yep. Big hit center ice, and the puck's dumped all the way back down in behind the River Kings net. 14-13, time counting down here. See if you can get one more rush.
10 seconds.
Chemi's
got good speed.
See if he
hits. Two guys. Oh, there goes. Got to sharpen those blades.
Puck chipped and loose in front, but cleared by the crush. And that's the end of the first period with some greetings being exchanged in front of the crush net.
Probably talking referees. About going to Applebee's later.
Yeah, our officials are separating things, and we'll have stoppage of play here. So that's the end of the first period. Good first period for the River Kings. Get that lead. That's always big. Be able to score and take that lead into the locker room. And I think towards the end of the period, the power play helped, but they had the best of the offensive. You said it. They had the momentum, and they were looking to bury one more. Only 9 seconds left on the penalty to start the second period, but we'll wrap up there. So we're going to sign off here now, and we'll send our WIRI listeners back to the studio, and everybody else will be back in about 15, 16 minutes for period number two.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
I'm feeling something cooking. Baby, how about you? Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me.
sometime, sweet destiny will open up your heart. And that's when I'm gonna be around, just you wait and see. No more lonely you when you're loving only me. Someone as wonderful as you, I'm offering you my love. You don't have to take it, but I wouldn't pass me by, 'cause I know what's good for you. Someday you'll see it's gonna be no one for you, only me. Sometime sweet destiny will open up your heart. No one for you, only me. Sometime sweet destiny will open up your heart. And that's when I'm gonna be around, just you wait and see. No more lonely you when you're loving only.
This is Tim McGraw.
105.5 FM.
Creek goes rippling by. Been barefooting all day with my baby. Brown leaves have started falling, leading the way. I like it best just like this. Come the moon. Cold winds, another season will be here soon. Let it be and be with you and watch the wind blow by. And all I wanna see is you and me go on forever like the clear blue sky. Slowly, it's only you and I. And all I wanna do is watch the wind. Watch the wind blow by. All I want to do is watch the wind blow by.
Call the fan line. Thanks for your comments and stories. 800-889-2221. From Country Legends 24/7. From 105.5 FM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Millsap with Country Legends 24/7.
105.5.
If heartaches brought fame in love's crazy game, I'd be a legend in my time. If they gave gold statuettes for tears and I'd be a legend in my time. But they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's that's been broken over love that's in vain. If loneliness meant world acclaim, everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend. Give awards, and there's no praise or fame for a heart that's been broken over love that's in vain. If loneliness meant world acclaim, then everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend.
Folks, this is Ronnie McDowell, and lots more great country music heading your way from Country Legends 24/7.
Weekends were made for Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM. Woo!
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
And Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wiscountry 105.5.
Good evening and welcome back to the Southwood County Recreation Center for period number two between the Chicago Crush and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. I'm Mark Lochner, and we've got James Dubell on color, and we are getting ready. We have 40 seconds before the period's due to start. River Kings are up 1-0. They were able to get one in there at the end. The late in the period, about 17-14 mark. Sean LeCompte from Owen Tutich and Luke Hill got the assist, and it's a 1-0 game. So it's a good way to start out. Coach said he was going to maybe try and shake things up a little bit with some of the lineups, and so far it seems to have worked. So we're getting ready here to drop the puck, and here we go for period number two, and we are on our way. Puck goes back in down in the corner in the River Kings defensive zone. Period number two, River Kings are going from our right to our left, and the Crusher going from left to right. And the River Kings trying to come out of their zone. Whitehead's got it and still trying to just circle around behind the net, gets it over to Hill, and the Crush take that away, but then Semi's got it and he gets it out to neutral ice, and the Crush give chase down behind their net. They get it around, cycle it around. Hill's able to hold it in at the point so far, but the Crush are able to fight it through and clear. Semi's got it, he gloves it down and dumps it back in. Crush dump it out to neutral ice. High into the air, and they're waving off icing. Whitehead's got it and gives a little deke move, and the River Kings are trying to fight it up, and they get it up to the near boards and high into the air and into neutral ice, where Cooper takes a hip check, but he's able to dump
the
puck in
off.
Into Semi. Puck, right.
Good shot.
Just deflected up over the top of the net. Hill's got it, another one-timer.
Quick shot.
Blast wide. Beauchamp let one rip from the blue line, but the puck was unable to collect it, and the River Kings have to chase back in. The puck goes all the way back behind the net. And the River Kings now are going to have it at the neutral zone. Is that Whitehead? Nope. Wilharm's got it, and he chips it down in. The Crush take that away and have it coming back in. 3-on-1, and the River... And Crush goal. I was, looking at the number there. The Crush had a 3-on-1, and 25? Kalki had it by himself at the top of the face-off circle, went high glove side and buried it into the top corner, and we're tied at 1 with 18:28 left in the first period.
Looked like Ayling was screened there.
Yeah, second period. Yeah, there was a bunch of traffic in front. So here we are, tied up at 1 with 18:28 left in the second period, and we're back to even. River Kings win the faceoff and are able to dump it down into the zone, and the Crush collect it back behind their net. Texmo holds the zone, looking to dive right, going right in on
Joel
the...
Joel with a great opportunity. Yeah, looks like a penalty on the Crush.
Yeah, he just took a tripping penalty, so the Crush have it, trying to get that extra attacker out there. The River Kings have the puck behind the net, looking to get a centering pass up, and they dump it back down in. Wilharm's got it, looking to fight along, and we might have another.
Could have been another one.
Could have been, yeah. River Kings still looking to collect that puck, and they still hold the zone, and the puck comes out of the zone, and the River Kings are going to look to try and set something up, yet they still have the delayed penalty called, and the River Kings have the puck and get the puck at neutral ice. And we have a stoppage of play with the touch. They're going to... Penalty coming up on the thing. Looks like a hooking penalty. Stoppage of play with 17:32 left in the period, and the River Kings are back on the power play. Opportunity to answer. You know, you give up that tying goal, and now you got the power play. Face off here coming up to the stick side of Sundhall. And the River Kings win that. Hill's got it up at the point. He gets it into Tutich, who gets it back to Hill. Back to Tutich, looking to set something up. Shot. Screen in front, right into the logo, and Sundhall makes the save. 17:22 left in the period. 1:50 left on the penalty. Face off here. Chip down in. River Kings looking to hold the zone. They do. Hill's got it at the point. River Kings power play here, looking to get up with an answer. Tutich has it at the blue line. Shot deflected high and wide. And the Crush are able to get it. Oh, no. River Kings, good hold by Tutich. River Kings have it up at the point. Hill's got it. Looking to blocker, but the block out front by the defense. And the River Kings have to hold the zone. Texmo's got it coming right up the slot, trying to get out and Another good hold by Semi that time. Shot saved by Sundhall. River Kings are doing a really good job of holding the lots of loose ice or open ice, and they're able to keep that puck from getting out of the zone and keep the defense or the offensive pressure on the Crush here with a minute 12 left in the period, or 16:44 left in the period, minute 12 left on the power play.
Face a lot off. Of blocked shots there as well. Crush doing a good job.
Face off here, the Crush finally win it and they throw it all the way down. And Ayling just steers it back behind the net and the River Kings will collect there and look to make an offensive rush. Coming up through neutral ice, puck bouncing around. River Kings are gonna reset. LeCompte's got it. And the puck loose.
A little bit of trouble here.
A little bit of trouble.
Regroup in the back.
And gonna circle around behind the net and they're 34 seconds left on the power play. Good forecheck by the Crush, but the River Kings now has Bryceland's got it, and he's coming in on the looking for he's behind the net, looking to get something set up here. River Kings have it. Puck gets deflected. Good stick work. And deflected it out of the zone, and the River Kings got to retreat to neutral ice and look to set something up. 14 seconds left in the power play. LeCompte's got it. Good toe drag. Puck's loose. And River Kings get it up to the point. Chausse's got it. Looking, gets it across to Bryceland. Shot just wide. Both teams at full strength. The River Kings looking again. Puck deflected and
great shot with
down into the corner.
In front there.
And the River Kings have it now. LeCompte's got it. Gets it out to Bryceland at the point. Looking to set something up. Coming down through the slot. Shot high and wide. Bryceland's got it again near boards. And then the Crush are able to.
Good keep by Chausse.
Good keep by Chausse. And.
Back out.
Back out in the neutral ice. On the near boards, guys saying hi to each other in front of us. A couple of good hits, and the Crush have them. Hey, where are you going after the game, you know?
Yeah. Not many places but Applebee's around here.
No,
late
that
hours.
Is true. River Kings collect the puck, shot wide.
I don't think Applebee's is a sponsor, but maybe we got to look into that.
Yeah, I have to watch. So here come the Crush shot.
Yeah, great shot, great save.
Yeah, good save. Puck loose behind the net. Centering pass. The River Kings are able to clear that. And puck gets chipped up into the Crush bench. And they're going to bring the faceoff into the River Kings defensive zone. 14:28 left in the period. All tied up at one.
Yeah, evaluating yesterday's game, both of these teams play very similar styles. You know, chip the puck deep, go chase it, get hard shots on net.
Face off here, won by the Crush, saved by Ayling. Cazell let that one rip from the point. Clean look, pretty clear vision for Ayling, not a lot of traffic there. Face off again, one by the River Kings coming up through. Schweitzer's got it coming up through neutral ice, 1-on-4. Dumps it in, and then the Crush take it away and get it back to neutral ice. And just hits Bagnoli skate in the zone, and we have an offside call with 14:14 left in the second period. Face off will be just outside the River Kings offensive blue line. Bagnoli in the face off circle with number 25 for the Crush. That's Kalki. And the Crush have the puck now at neutral ice. Hits Baynix. He's looking for help, and he gets back. Good back check by the River Kings, and they're able to chip it off the glass and out of the zone. So Crush have it now at neutral ice. Back down into their defensive zone. Trying to just pass around, trying to get something set up, and they dump it along the far boards. Schweitzer has it there, and he turns and dumps it all the way back down in, but circling around behind the Crush
net. Bagnoli hard forecheck.
And the River Kings looking to hold the zone. They do. Bagnoli.
Great pass by Bryce.
Shot on goal. Good quick save there. It was just a. It wasn't a real hard shot, just a little wrist shot, and almost surprised the goalie, but he was able to get his pad down and make the save.
Yeah, great effort by Bryce Cooper. He fell down but still got the pass off there for a great opportunity.
And the Crush have it, and they dump it out to neutral.